The New England Patriots kicked off their Super Bowl title defense last night with a 27-24 victory over the Indianapolis Colts. It was the first game of the NFL season. As usual, the league is expecting the highest television ratings and the most crowded stadiums in professional sports this year. Still, there are some concerns.
Joining us to talk about the issues hanging over the NFL season is Stefan Fatsis. He covers sports for the Wall Street Journal and joins us most Fridays. Stefan, over the last decade, the NFL has won the most glowing business reputation in pro sports. Multi-billion-dollar TV deals, huge Super Bowl audiences, the highest franchise prices in all sports. But the success, it seems, has bred some problems as well.
And all the problems that has bred are sort of coming together right now. Look, the league has changed a lot in the last decade. Owners are paying a lot more money for teams. They're piling on a lot of debt to buy them and build stadiums and pay players. And they're cutting more local business deals to try to make ends meet. It's a big change from the old days where NFL owners shared everything equally and happily. The result has been a widening gap in revenue among teams. So you've got clubs like the Patriots and the Washington Redskins pulling in about twice as much revenue as teams at the bottom, and this is creating a lot of internal friction in the league, a demand for a lot more revenue sharing, and the league is trying to resolve it.
Baseball, basketball, hockey, they've all experienced strikes or lockouts in the last decade. The NFL is another story altogether. It's had very stable labor relations. Any chance that might change?
Well, there are negotiations going on right now to extend the current labor agreement. And look, stability is the big reason the NFL has flourished. This deal was originally cut back in 1993, and it's already been extended twice. But neither side likes the way it's evolved in the last few years. The NFL has this salary cap that's supposed to control spending on players, but owners cite loopholes that have fostered a huge amount of spending above it, like $2 billion worth over the last decade. The players, from their perspective, complain that the biggest source of revenue growth has been money generated locally by teams, and that isn't shared with them. Things like parking, concessions, sponsorships on the local level. And that's not what the labor deal originally intended. These are going to be the most contentious labor talks since this deal was originally cut.
At the same time, the league is engaged in another set of important negotiations over those lucrative television contracts.
Yeah, those run out at the end of the 2005 season, but they do the negotiations in advance. And the big question is whether the networks are going to be able to find a way to convince the NFL that they've been losing so much money that they can't afford another major rate hike. The last time this deal was negotiated in 1997, the rights fees almost doubled. This time, you just can't imagine that happening. Viewership of NFL games is still better than anything on sports on TV and better than primetime network averages, but the total number of viewers is going down. Networks and advertisers have some leverage because of that. But the NFL is still in the driver's seat, and I think you're going to see some modest increases over the $2.2 billion a year that the league gets now.
It's been 10 years since the NFL has had a team in Los Angeles. At one point, that seemed almost unimaginable. Is that likely to change?
I think it's still kind of unimaginable. I think it's embarrassing and bad business that the most popular sports league doesn't have a team in the number two market in the country. The NFL has definitely put this on the front burner now. Commissioner Paul Tagliabue has said he wants stadium commitments ready by the spring of 2005 and a team playing in L.A. by 2008. This process has been on and off again for years. It's been hindered by a lack of commitment from people in Los Angeles. Now it does seem more real. There are four stadium groups planning bids. An owner will come later. The major question is, will an existing team in the NFL move there, or will the league expand, which would bring it to 33 teams? I think it'll be expansion, largely because an expansion franchise could pull in a $1 billion fee from the lucky buyer for the right to join that exclusive club of NFL owners.
Thanks, Stefan.
Thanks, Michelle.
Wall Street Journal sports reporter Stefan Fatsis, who talks with us most Fridays about sports and the business of sports.